This is Dave Brown, and welcome to the Frontline Freedom and Venture Therapy Podcast. As an adventure therapy nonprofit organization, we cater to frontline workers, especially those in the public safety and healthcare sectors. On this podcast, we cover relevant topics to public safety and our frontline workers' overall health by exploring the mental health benefits gained through outdoor recreation, leadership development, and self-improvement. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. If you're looking for more information about Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org. Hey, welcome back to the show, everyone. This is Dave here, and today we're going to talk about a new trend in social media. And this actually is from an article that I read in the Wall Street Journal and thought it was interesting enough to somewhat share because I think it has some practical applications for us in our daily lives. And what I'm talking about with social media is that there's a new trend of what they're calling silent scrolling. And I know when I was reading the article, I thought to myself, that is me 100%. So what we're seeing is, in social media terms, people are increasingly choosing to observe rather than participate. And that's interesting because when you think about what social media is, it's a platform for you to have a voice to put out into the world, to share pictures of your family, just share ideas, like whatever's going on in your life. For a long time, people were just posting everything. And if you're anything like me, you probably noticed that you have friends that overshared everything and they annoyed you, so you had to unlike, unfollow, whatever, just because you got tired of seeing the same things over and over. But there is this new trend where people aren't actually participating. They're just scrolling, just consuming and not actually contributing to that, you know, creator world, if you will. And, you know, the thought is that as a society, you know, in social media terms, the behavior is really mimicking transcendentalism from a philosophical standpoint, because what they're finding is that people are focusing more towards self-reliance and introspection and really learning from nature rather than just posting everything on Instagram or, you know, taking the perfect photo and all the lighting and all that stuff and putting it out there to the world. And that's an interesting thought to me, because it may be a sign that people are finally burned out with social media. I know that was very easy for me to accomplish, especially in 2020 during the pandemic and, you know, social unrest. I deleted all of my accounts for several months, and it wasn't until, you know, a year or so later that I finally opened them back up. And really, one of the driving forces behind that was to kind of share that we have Frontline Freedom and you can't have a business page without having an account. So all of my stuff came back on, but I digress. So what's happening is, as people are shifting towards this passive consumption, the social media algorithms are actually changing to accommodate that. And that's where I think we need to be aware of that from just a personal wellness issue, because what's happening is, if you linger on a video, if you linger on a post, you start getting that same thing over and over and over. And I know, you know, TikTok kind of started that trend, but now it's filtered into everything else. And the danger behind that is we're sort of creating a false echo chamber or a homogenization of ideas, which is, you know, very contradictory to the initial purpose of social media, which was, you know, kind of this diverse landscape, so you see a little bit of everything else. So if you're scrolling and you see a video of people being angry or a violent act and you pause on it for just a little bit longer than normal, you're going to start seeing those same things over and over and over. And it's quite easy to change your algorithm just by lingering on, you know, any post that you find interesting or that you want to see more of. But most people don't do that. You know, they're not really aware of that. You know, everything's tailored to them. And what happens there is that there's this shift away from being authentic and, you know, kind of like this danger zone of having these echo chambers, where it's easy to get into what I call a doom scroll, where it just seems like the world is falling apart around us, and it makes it kind of contradictory to, you know, a mental wellness standpoint. And, you know, I'm an advocate of, you know, silencing your social media or having boundaries and, you know, time parameters, or just deleting it altogether. I know that's not realistic. Most people have, you know, worlds built out there of, you know, friends, connections. You know, I know my grandfather loves to look at the pictures of our kids on there. So rather than share pictures with him directly, I'll just post pictures of the family on ours. And, you know, my family loves it. It's great. It's a way to stay connected and engaged. So where do we go from here? I think it's best to define that with a quote from Marcus Aurelius. And That quote is, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." And when we look at social media, whether we realize it or not, depending on what content we're looking at, we're constantly comparing ourselves with other people. And, you know, this is especially true with, you know, if you have kids, especially teenagers, that can lead to feelings of inadequacy. And there's a huge growing demand for and a pressure from, you know, the creator economy or influencers, whatever the heck they're called, to start portraying more realistic lives because of that, because they are finding that it's a mental wellness issue. So from a personal standpoint, I try to see how hard it would be to change my algorithm so that I wouldn't just be getting just the random stuff that was being thrown at me. And mine, just because of the nature of my job, I have to follow certain political topics. And what I noticed was on my social networks, I was getting a lot of, you know, negative political commentary constantly, to the point it was just frustrating. And, you know, I have to sift through that to find current trends and things that I have to do for my job. But it really did change the algorithms of my social media to a point where I just didn't like it. So I stopped doing it. So what I tried to do, and I strongly suggest that everyone does this, is go into the search area and look for, you know, nature scenes, or I did backpacking, you know, knives, cause you know, I'm a dude, that's what I like. I like knives, airplanes, fighter jets, military stuff, anything that interests me in a more of a positive way. You know, so my timeline now is filled with outdoor scenery, backpacking trips, people talking about backpacking related products, hiking related products, just more, you know, in tune with, you know, what's going on outside of the noise of my daily life. And when we do that, that can really help us. And I know I did this podcast and I cannot for the life of me to remember what episode it was, but I talked about an experiment that they did at the Snake River Penitentiary out in Oregon. And what they found was that subjecting inmates to just 1 hour a day of a National Geographic outdoor channel reduced the violence in that prison by over 63%. So there's this huge connection to just simply looking at images of being outside or videos of being outside and having a positive response from a mental wellness standpoint. And for me, that was enough to do that. So now when I open up my Instagram and I scroll, I'm seeing either, you know, landings and takeoffs from airplanes in beautiful places, or it's backpacking stuff, or it's, you know, people showing bushcrafting skills, you know, being out in nature, just being alone and, you know, that kind of beautiful scenery. And I have noticed I actually enjoy social media again. So kind of an odd episode, but that's where I went with it. I hope that, you know, at least one of you out there that listens maybe takes that and runs with it and tries to change your algorithm very intentionally. Start looking at things that interest you, something that excites you, not just the doom and gloom of the day, because it's so easy to get wrapped up in that stuff. And we get enough of it at work. I don't need to do it when I'm trying to escape from work. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. As always, thank you for the support. And please stay safe and take care of one another. Thanks for listening to this episode of Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy Podcast. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. And if you're looking for more information on Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org.